friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Flat tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repaired, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going. Jay's Wheels and Tires is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
You are great. You are mighty. There's no one like you.
None compares. whole Wade Hampton show.
You know, we may be in the middle of a pandemic, but we have to acknowledge God's greatness, His superiority, His protective power over our lives. Yolanda DeBerry there with You Are Great as we are in the 10 o'clock hour in the Hamp Camp, the Wade Hampton Show, here on KAYT, KQJOFM. We're going to give you another crack at today's Bible Jeopardy clue from the category In the Beginning. Here it is for 600 points. On day one, what did God do? On day one, what did God do? He created lights in the firmament. He divided the waters under the firmament. He gathered together the waters into seas. Or he divided the light from darkness. Which one did he do on day one? 318-484-2500 or toll free. 1-877-464-2500. Here's Rudy Currents. I Belong Here.
There is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me. In the body of Christ. Yes, there is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me. In the body of Christ. And I belong here. Somebody like me, for somebody like you, just to include me. You could have left me out, but you wouldn't have it that way. Ooh, when I stepped out of the line, your love stepped in my place, and I belong here. I wanna stay here forever. I belong here. I won't run away, and I won't be afraid.
See, there is a place for you, and there is a place for me. There is a place for you and me. It's in the body.
Hey, and I belong here.
We get ready to have some church in here right now. Here we go. Come on, Renee.
I love you.
KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
You ring on nine if you don't have love.
Have love.
For my people marching with their hands up. For my sisters and brothers, you getting banged up. Time's up. Freedom ain't free, you better stand up. And hold on just a little longer. Anything that doesn't kill you is making you stronger. I feel your pain, you keeping it locked up. But when we stick together, we're not gonna stop us.
Just hold on a little longer. Some of them are making no let go.
can all let go. Me, I promise you could do something. Hey, my brother, just hold on a little too long. I just hold on a little too long. I know what you're going through, it's crazy, baby. I see that your vision is all but hazy. Tell me how to beg you, oh baby. No give up, oh baby. This dream that you chasing, oh me, I know say it's coming. So make you hold on, baby, me, I know what's up. I know the matter, I don't make you just hold on. So hold on, no matter what it feels like, just hold on. Hold on, no matter what it feels like. Oh yeah, me, yeah, yeah, ole. Big body, yeah, my long, too late. Just hold on a little too longer. Just hold on a little too longer. Making no let go. Me, I promise you could do something. Something. And my brother making no let go. Me, I promise you could do something. And my brother just hold on a little too long. I just hold on a little too long.
Song teaches us to hold on to our faith a little longer. Limo Blaze, along with Melvius and Cass on KAYTKQJOFM's Wade Hampton Show. We're certainly glad to have you join us on this Wednesday morning. In the news, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may soon shorten the length of time that they recommend a person self-quarantine after a potential exposure to the coronavirus, hoping that this step will encourage more people to comply. Now, officials are finalizing recommendations for a new quarantine period that will likely be between 7 and 10 days and include a test to ensure that a person is COVID-19 negative. That's instead of the 14-day quarantine period previously recommended. Now, you hold on a little longer, and we're coming back with birthdays and anniversaries. It's all happening next.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
The runoff election date is scheduled for December 5th, and residents will have 6 days before the election to early vote. Early voting at the Rapides Parish Courthouse will begin on November 20th and will continue until November 21st. The voting site is closed on Sundays, but will open back up from November 23rd through the 25th. The office will again close on November 26th and 27th because of the Thanksgiving holidays. The last day to early vote will be November 28th. Residents will also be able to request a mail-in ballot for the runoff election, and for those 65 years and older, they will automatically get sent one once the Registrar of Voters receives them. To request a mail-in ballot, voters should contact their parish's Registrar of Voters office. They will have until December 4th, which is one day before the election, to turn in their mail-in ballots. This public service announcement is from your family at KAYT KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. We've all heard that love is blind, but I'm curious if you think hope is blind. I mean, do you ever wish you could know details about the future just so you can be prepared, or perhaps just to know if your hope is directed in the right place? If you can honestly say yes, then you're not alone. But let me encourage you with this. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." To me, this says, God has great things planned for you, things that you can't see. Some of you are discouraged because you think you can see the future, and you're convinced it's going to be bleak. Well, that's just not possible. You can't see the future, but you can trust that God has got great things in store for you. That's true hope. Explore more about hope at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today happens to be Wednesday, the 25th of November. Let's celebrate a happy birthday with these people. Let's give big birthday shout-outs to Shane LaRon Daney, Jasmine Boyd, Mary Kate DeBona, Tiffany Ford, Tiffany Jordan, Cindy Jefferson, Terry Bonton, and all the birthday people around the world who celebrate today as their birthday. We want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you run across any of the birthday people, or if we've missed any names, remember, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, or maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's turn our attention to today's Bible Jeopardy clue. The category is In the Beginning, and this is for 600 points. On day one, what did God do? Was it created lights in the firmament? Was it divided the waters under the firmament? Was it gathered together the waters into seas? Or was it divided the light from darkness? Well, the answer can be found in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Kimberly Davis of Alexandria had the correct answer. So did Lady Di of Monroe. Martha Coleman of Monroe. Miss Bertha Page in Monroe. And we miss you, Miss Bertha Page. Welcome back. And Pat Jacobs from Mansoura. They all got it right. The correct response is, what is divided the light from darkness? And if that's what you said, you deserve a great big round of applause. What is divided the light from darkness? Here's what it says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So divided the light from the darkness is what he did. What is divided the light from darkness? You know something? I want to talk with you about you are really more than enough. You're more than enough for the enemy. You're more than enough for sickness. You're more than enough for lack. You see, because when you're suffering from anything that this world tries to put on you, just know that God has created you wonderfully, fearfully, and he's created you in his image. You're just like him. You are more than enough for anything that you face. So whether it's a difficult time with your child, whether it's facing bills and mounting debt, whether it's an illness that doesn't seem to go away, just know that you're more than enough. You have the ability to speak, and it will be so. Because the Bible says that God calls those things that be not as though they are. And that's how we do too, because we're made in his image. We call ourselves healthy. We call ourselves debt-free. We call our children blessed and highly favored of God. So, just keep remembering, you are more than enough. Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. We hope that you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to sharing this time again with you tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until we meet again, preferably tomorrow, love yourself. Love each other and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I don't know why you still love me. I don't know why you still care. Oh, I know I disappointed you. Keep forgiving me. Can't count how many times you extended your hand to me, knowing that I'm hurting. I turned out like I don't need anybody else willing. I'd probably do the same. Planning on